This is LaVon Eblen.
And Stacey Linfirm.
And this is your Nishnavelli.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's good.
June, and we've had a little rain.
Finally, yes. I'm sure the farmers are loving it.
Oh, yes. And that, you know, I've seen some cornfields that were pretty tall, but mm-hmm. I'm guessing they grew.
They're going to sprout now.
Yeah, they're really growing yeah. now. And it's supposed to be hot on Monday. Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking this is what we usually think of as typical corn weather in Iowa.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And that means sweet corn's coming here.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, me
either. I love it.
And, you know, saying that, I've been spreading this word. I don't know if it's right, but I have to tell you this, Stacey. You know how we work to get all the silk off?
Yes.
Okay, this little video on YouTube mm-hmm. shows this guy. He puts it in the microwave. Leave it in the husk. Don't take anything off. Leave it in the husk. 2 ears takes 8 minutes in the microwave. And when you get done in the microwave, you chop off the stock end where it was mm-hmm. cut, the stock. And then you just take the top and sort of jiggle it and twist a little bit, and the whole ear of corn drops out with no silk on it and cooked.
I don't know about that.
I can tell you there's a lot of people going to be trying.
Oh, I'm sure. I just don't know about microwaving.
Oh, I've done that before.
Really?
But then I clean it, and then I wrap it up in, you know, a wrap of some kind. And,
yeah.
then that gets hot, and it's hard to get off, and it's kind of, it's huh. fast, but it's kind of, I still end up going back and putting it in water.
Yeah.
Boiling water. So I'm really looking forward to trying this.
Huh, yeah, let us know how it goes.
Yeah, because it's kind of frustrating sometimes.
It is a pain. I remember as a child having to sit out, we all got chairs around a circle or, you know, big bins of it full and just husking.
And then, I bet you froze it.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
We had to do like, all those different baths of the cold water and the colder and, and cutting it.
But having a group like that
yeah.
was kind of fun, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Well, you know, we have to take a couple bites here now.
It doesn't have to be cooked
yeah.
to be good, right?
No,
good memories. So, and maybe why don't you just tell us about the corn boil
okay.
since we're talking about corn, and then we'll just jump into all other stuff.
Sure. It's not for a while yet, but Griswold's corn boil is in August, and that is on August 4th, and that's from 4:30 to 8:30, and that's at the City Park. And they're looking for some nonprofit organizations to set up a booth at the park. They're going to have a cakewalk, ring toss, face painting, and putt-putt golf. If you'd like to do that, you can contact Brian Leeming, and his number is 402-618-9913, and they're asking that you call by July 1st to reserve a spot. So that's Griswold's Old Time Corn Boil, August 4th from 4:30 to 8:00 at the City Park.
And I think they're telling people early. Well, number
yeah,
one,
so they, can...
they want those vendors.
Vendors,
so
yeah.
But they didn't have one last year. Is that right?
No, I don't think they did.
So they want to remind people, it's back.
It's back, yeah.
So get that on your calendar.
Yes.
So. Okie dokie, what else is going on, Stacey?
Okay. Well, the Elliott Fireman's annual Father's Day breakfast is on Sunday, June 17th, and that's from 7:30 to 10:00 at the Elliott Community Building. And they'll be serving pancakes, sausage, scrambled eggs, and drink, and that's for a free will offering. So that's at the Elliott Community Building on Father's Day from 7:30 to 10:00 at the Elliott Community Building. They'll have pancakes, sausage, scrambled eggs, and drink. Let's see, over in Kimbleton, the Kimbleton Fire Department's 10th annual Father's Day breakfast is on Sunday, June 17th, and that is from 7 a.m. to noon at the Kimbleton Fire Hall, and they'll be serving sausage, ham, eggs, biscuits and gravy, milk, orange juice, and coffee, and that's for a free will donation, and proceeds from that will go towards the purchase of a new grass truck. So that's the Kimbleton Fire Department's 10th annual Father's Day breakfast on June 17th from 7 to noon at the Kimbleton Fire Hall. The Salem Lutheran Charitable Foundation, Staley's Chicken Suppers on Tuesday, June 19th, and they'll be serving from 5 to 8 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church basement. They'll have chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, and salad, vegetables, roll, dessert, and drink. And you can get advanced tickets for $10 for adults and five and under are $5.50. You can get those from staff and board members. Otherwise, at the door, it's just a dollar more, and they'll have matching funds by the Shelby County Thrivent Chapters. That's the Salem Lutheran Charitable Foundation Staley's Chicken Supper on June 19th from 5 to 8. And it's a different location. It's the Elkhorn Lutheran Church basement. Going back, missed one on June 18th. It's the Live Healthy Iowa Burst Your Thirst program, and it starts on June 18th and runs until July 30th. There's teams of 2 to 10 Iowans who will compete in web-based competition. What you do is you track your water consumption and minutes of physical activity, and then you just report your weekly total to accumulate your points to help move your team up the challenge board. Some things you'll get during that program is a Burst Your Thirst water bottle, a weekly email with hydration tips and healthy recipes, also fun summer activities. You'll get a personal tracking page on the website and unlimited access to recipes, videos, workouts, and health information. You also get some opportunities to win some prizes and incentives. Just need to go to livehealthyiowa.org to sign up, and you just click on Join Today. It's just $8 per person, and that includes free shipping for your water bottle. And you can register by June 18th to be eligible for prize drawings. The Shelburg Recreational Area, they're planning a work day on June 19th, and that starts at 6. They're looking for volunteers to help meet at the West Parking entrance. They'll be picking up trash, weeding flower beds, lining the east flower bed with rocks. They'll be mulching a few trees and weed eating. So if you have a weed eater, they ask that you bring that along. They're also asking you to bring some shovels, rakes, work gloves, containers to haul mulch, and small diggers. And in case of rain, it will be held on June 26th. Learn to line dance at the Anishina Valley Family YMCA. That's on June 19th and also the 21st. That's at 1. And that's going to help you with their hoedown on June 24th. Pam Arbach, she's going to be teaching the line dancing, and that's open to third graders through adults. If you have any questions, you can contact Tamara Gibson at 243-3934. That's learning the line dance at the YMCA on June 19th and 21st, and that's at 1. Let's see, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, their third Thursday summer concert series starts. It begins on June 21st in the City Park, and that's at 5:30. They'll have the Dirt Road Acoustic Rehab be playing country, rock, and blues. If you'd like more information on that, you can call 243-3017. Or also, you can check them out on Facebook, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, or online at atlanticiowa.com. And in case of rain, they'll hold that at the Elks Lodge. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's third Thursday summer concert series. That's in the City Park on June 21st at 5:30. Now, there's a free health clinic that's on June 21st at the Greenfield Adair County Medical Clinic, and that is from 4:30 to 6:30. They'll be giving free screenings, free snacks, door prizes, and information. No appointment is necessary, and all ages are welcome. You can join the first ever motorcycle team for the Relay for Life. That's on June 22nd, 11:30 at Atlantic City Park, and ride for the cause. It's just $20 per bike or any other vehicle you'd like to take along. It's a 90-mile run with stops in Griswold, Grand, Messina, Anita, Wyota, and they'll end up at the Atlantic High School. All donations are appreciated, and this is sponsored by Windbags. If you have any questions, you can call Susan Baxter at 243-6350. That's the first ever motorcycle team in the Relay for Life on June 22nd, and that's at 11:30. They'll be leaving the Atlantic City Park, and it's just $20 per bike or vehicle. So you can be a winner in the duck races. Cash prizes for winners. It's on Saturday, June 23rd at 8 a.m. And you don't need to be present to win. Let's see here. It's sponsored by the Harlan Golden K Kiwanis Club, and they'll be using the funds for maternal neonatal tetanus vaccinations. All ages are eligible, and you can get your tickets from Lowell Harper at 733-8006. That's the duck races on Saturday, June 23rd at 8 a.m. Let's see, the Lewis Day Festival, that's coming up on Saturday on June 23rd. The day starts with a sunrise race at 8 a.m. It's a 3.3 mile or 2.8 miles, and they'll have the parade at 10:30, following with the kids' parade at 11:30. You can enjoy lunch at the Lewis Fire Station. They'll have a bandstand 100th year dedication at noon. There'll also be music in the bandstand and a car show. There'll be a riding of the world's largest bike on Main Street. I think there's kids games at 1 that include egg toss, watermelon seed spitting contest, frog jump, and pedal pole. They'll have smoked meat contest. If you'd like to enter in that, you can call Dwayne Wyrick. And then the smoked meat supper at the Lewis Community Building is at 6 with the presentation of the smoked meat contest winners at 6:30. And then they're going to have a huge fireworks display at Wyrick's After Dark. That's the Lewis Day Festival, and that's on June 23rd, and that starts off at 8 a.m. with the sunrise race. The Bethany Lutheran Church, their annual hog roast is on June 24th, and that starts at 5 with bazaar items and auction to follow. They'll have homemade ice cream will also be served. The Blue Tones reunion show, that's at the Hitchcock House west of Lewis on June 24th from 2 to 4. You can bring your own lawn chairs and enjoy an afternoon of old-time country music and gospel. There is no admission, and they will have some refreshments available for you. In case of rain, it'll be held in the Big Red Barn. If you want more information on that, you can contact Mel Bryles at 249-2956. In appreciation for the community, the Nishnawbe Valley Family YMCA is having a down-home country hoedown. That's on June 24th from 6 to 4. Everyone is invited to come dust off your boots and circle the wagons. There'll be a mechanical bull riding, stationary steer roping, square dancing, line dancing, kids games, prizes, and stick-to-your-ribs grub. This event is free. For any questions, you can call Tamara Gibson at 712-243-3934. Need a break.
The Father's Day weekend, there's always a lot of things going on, but the next weekend it just seems to me is packed.
Yeah, there's so much going on,
and much.
I just can't believe either that, you know, the month's half over almost. It's right. Just
oh yeah, it's
flying
it just flies by. Well, we have a few more events that we want to talk about, things to remind you about, but before we do that, let's hear from Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
So, a couple other things we want to talk about. So, an event, I guess, Sunday, June 17th. That's right now. Yeah. We're talking about the month being almost over. Well, here, Sunday, June 17th, the Messina Mud Races, and they're going to be held at the old go-kart track. Registration is at 10. The races start at noon, and it's sponsored by the Messina Volunteer Fire Department. I bet they have some hoses in case if there isn't nature-made mud, they'll make mud. Messina Mud Race is Sunday, June 17th. And then I hope people that have been listening to KJN know that the Music Man is going to be going on, has actually started at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak, because the first production was on Friday, but it's also on Saturday and Sunday. And then, if you miss this weekend, you can also see it next weekend, the 22nd through the 24th. They have a Sunday matinee as well as a Friday and Saturday night. Great production with local folks. And one of the leads is Elizabeth Huggins from Atlantic. Mm-hmm. And then there are lots of other people that I know people in the area would know. The names that jump out at me, and I probably shouldn't do this because there's lots of names there, but Doyle and Sandy Kneisel are two of the people from Griswold that are in it. And I think, you know, it's fun to see local folks' talent.
Yeah.
We see them everyday life, and we don't know
what they can do. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. So Music Man, and that's such a fun production. So tickets are $20 for adults, $10 for kids, and you can get those by calling the box office at 623-3183, or, of course, you can go online also. Well, something else going on in the Griswold area. Griswold's busy, right?
Yeah, coming right along.
Yeah, we got another item here. We're going to talk about Griswold. This has already started also, but I think you can still get in on it. It's the Griswold Public Library Summer Reading Program. And it is the theme kind of is following the Olympic Games. The overall theme is called Dream Big. So the third week of the program, like I say, I'm sure you can still get in on this, And they're going to have the medical alert dog. So that should be really interesting to find out what he's sniffing out. And then on June 27th, they're going to find out what caterpillars dream about when they grow up. And Laura Schweniger from the Laura Schweniger Canning from Cass County Conservation is going to be bringing nature to the library. So this summer reading program is open to young people in the area. And preschool through elementary with programs, prize drawing, story time, crafts, and more. So check in at the Griswold Public Library and probably any other library in your area, maybe having youth programs. So check in on those. Well, we mentioned Griswold. So the another big event they have annually is the Old Soldiers. No, they don't call it Griswold Soldiers. I don't know if they still call it Old Soldiers or not. That's not here in the print at this point.
I'm not really sure, I guess, anymore. I would just call it the reunion.
Right. Griswold Soldiers Reunion. And what they're wanting right now is some young women to participate in the Queen Contest, which is a great opportunity. Even if you're not the winner, it's a great great opportunity to participate in that. And the deadline for applications is June 27th. So juniors and senior girls, there you can be a part of this, a Griswold Soldiers Reunion Queen Contest and pageant. So if you need information about that, you call Dolores Bice at 778-2460. So young ladies, just think about that opportunity. You can meet some new friends maybe, and it's just a, you know, so you go through an interview process and all that good stuff. It's mm-hmm. It's did you ever participate?
No. I do not like to get up in large groups of people. No.
I see. But it's a great opportunity. So, and talking about queens, the Adair County is looking for fair queen contestants, and applications are available at the Extension office in Adair County. They would like to have those in. Their deadline for application is July 6th. Judging will be on Thursday, July 12th. And then, of course, you do some things at the county fair. And county fairs, do you believe that?
Come before we know it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because some of them are pretty early in July. So that's Adair County Fair Queen contestants are being sought. Contact the Extension office for more information. So let's see. Have we covered everything here? I guess so. Yeah. But we have some birthdays.
Yes, we got a few birthdays. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish Donald Stormer happy birthday on June 18th and also to Max Town on June 19th. Over at the Friendship Home, there's one birthday. Happy birthday to Margaret Law, celebrating birthday on the 17th. And let's see, we got one more. Happy birthday to Kenneth Conan, who will be celebrating his 90th birthday. They're requesting a card shower in his honor for his 90th birthday. That's on June 19th. And you can send him a card to 2004 21st Street in Harlan. That's 51537. And the family will celebrate with a private dinner in Harlan. He has 10 grandchildren and 12 great-grandchildren. So happy 90th birthday to Kenneth Conan, celebrating his 90th birthday on June 19th.
This is the point. We usually have anniversaries.
Yep. None.
So.
Gotta send them in.
That's right. And how can they get that information to KJ? And this is a good time to review
Yes.
that.
Well, they can mail them P.O. Box 389, Atlantic, Iowa 50022. You can also just call me. I'll be happy to take your information down. You can email it to me. My email address is kjandesk@metc.net. You can fax it in, mail it. I mean, there's also a link on our website, the Contact Us button. You can just click on that and fill out the information, and we'll get it that way, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
What times are you here?
I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So anytime during then.
Come see Stacy.
Yes. Yeah, or you can just drop it off. Yeah. That, too.
Yeah. So we can't put it on the air
if we don't get it. Yeah.
So babies. New babies.
Yes, and babies too. Any information, I mean, any event, you know, going on too, we'll gladly take that also.
I always remind people this is a free opportunity for mm-hmm. advertising.
It is.
Yes.
So. And it also goes on the website too, so, you know, people are always seeing it.
And I guess if this might be a chance to say, if you haven't checked out KJN's mm-hmm. website, there's a lot of stuff there.
There is, yeah. Lots of new stuff going on, like our, you know, our KJN Big Deal store. That's going great. You get some great discounts on that, certificates. So,
and links to other sites.
Yes.
So it's a way to get to other information.
I believe it's under the links page. I mean, you know, kind of some famous little stuff around here, like the Hitchcock House and...
I think most towns that have websites are listed there.
Yeah.
So it's a long list.
It is. It really is a long list.
So I guess, you know, if you're looking for information and you say, I don't know where to go for that, well, you might as well try KJA first and then see if it's there. And you might be surprised at all the stuff that's there. Well, Stacy, we talked about June being almost over, but yesterday or last Thursday was Flag Day.
Mm-hmm. Also your anniversary.
Yes.
Is that right? Yes.
Yes. we did that so that everybody puts the flags up for us.
Why not, you know?
but and then 4th of July is coming right up. And what I'm getting to is that all involves flags.
Mm-hmm.
And since we have a moment, I thought I'd just tell you that Steve Livengood gave a very interesting program about flags. And it also involves Bob Boots. But it wasn't like, you know, usually you talk about it's the history of the flag or how you take care of your flag. It's not really that. It's those old flags. What do you do with flags that are tattered and torn that shouldn't be used
flown
anymore?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know, obviously, a lot of people know that they take them to, it's a mail, an old mailbox painted, you know, white, red, white, blue, basically, in front of the Armory, American Legion Memorial Building, and put them in there. And it is amazing, Stacy, how many flags.
Really?
Just absolutely amazing. And Steve showed some of the flags that are in there that were obviously flags that shouldn't have been being used because they were in such
pretty bad shape.
And reminding us that a flag is a flag, whether it's a small paper one or a great big cloth one. Mm. It still should be treated with respect.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some examples of really small ones. Those that fly on the cars, you know, you've seen those?
Yeah.
Oh, man, do they get tattered really
fast?
Oh,
I'm sure.
And, you know, people sort of, it's there and they sort of forget it's there.
Yeah.
Probably needs to be replaced pretty often.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, yeah. And just to mention what happens to them, you know, you stuff them in there and so then what happens to them? Well, there is a flag room in the Armory that Bob Boots has set up his little workshop, and if they're repairable, he repairs them.
Oh, very nice. Yes.
And many of them are repairable.
Yeah, well, that's good.
You know, if the ends are just tattered, he can hem them up a little bit. But that can only go so far. The flag still has to be a rectangle.
Yeah.
Can't, you know, you can't cut it off.
Can't just shorten it.
Yeah. You can shorten a little, but not till it gets down to the square. Yeah. And then he can put pieces together from other flags.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that room has, I don't know how many flags in it, of old, old flags that are not usable to the ones that are repaired and very usable. But to give you an idea, this just boggles my mind. A group in Papillion, Norfolk, in Nebraska, of scouts wanted some flags to do a retirement ceremony. And by the way, Steve says there is not really a retirement ceremony such. But, you know, they were going to learn about what do you do with the flags that are no longer usable. And it made a little dent in that room.
A little dent?
A little dent. And they took 800 flags.
What? Oh, my goodness.
And that made a dent in the bunch. So,
wow. When you said a lot, I was thinking, you know, maybe like 100 or something. But not hundreds upon hundreds. Wow.
And Bob makes a record when he empties the box. He keeps a record how many flags are in there, and I'm not sure he says what kind, because we have Danish flags in there.
Mm.
We have Red Cross flags in there. I mean, people put all kinds of flags in there. You know, the main purpose is the federal, the American flag, but other people put, and that's okay.
Yeah.
It's since it was started in June, I'm probably going to get this date wrong, 08, I believe. It's almost up to 5,000.
Wow.
Yeah, a flex.
That's got to keep you busy.
Yeah. Thank goodness we have Bob. And there are other towns do have those kind of boxes. I mean, I guess I didn't really know that, but Walnut, you know, a lot of towns have them. But we don't know how many towns have somebody who repairs them.
Right.
So that would be kind of interesting to find out. Maybe somebody let us know if they hear this. because Bob had an upholstery business, so he saved his sewing machine and all that sort of stuff, and has, you know, he has those abilities.
Knows what he's doing.
And I think has the passion for taking care of flags.
Yeah. You'd have to, you know, especially thousands and doing that many. I mean,
and he sorts through all of them, you know, so he has these stacks that he can't do anything with, and this stack that, well, has good parts or could be repaired, you know, and quite a group of flags that can be used. And so those are flown at the Armory. They're flown at the depot because Bob is a member of Arise, and Arise is the one who owns those buildings. Anyhow, if some nonprofit group, somebody for a special reason need a flag, they probably could get one there too.
Oh, so, that's good.
Yeah. So they're not for sale because there are other groups that sell flags. So, and if you need a program, Steve will probably just not. Wish I had said this, but he has a wonderful program. And Bob Boots has a program also on flags. So if you're needing a program.
There you go.
There you
Nowhere
go.
Nowhere to go.
Yes, exactly. And so, you know, I hear about this once in a while, but I still learned a lot during this program last night. And Steve, like I says, has these. I mean, he pulled out one big flag that was so tattered and so pink, I guess. Yeah, I mean, the color was
just
no color.
Faded and
That it was such a disgrace, and somebody had obviously been flying it.
Yeah.
You know. The other thing he reminded us of, that if you have a flag with 48 stars or 49 stars, but it's not tattered, it's still an official flag.
Hmm.
So, because we get some of those sometimes. People think, well, I can't use that flag anymore. Yeah, they can.
Huh.
Okay. Because it's still, you know. And, but there aren't very many of the 49 ones around.
No, I wouldn't think so.
There's one on display in the Armory. And that flag was good for about 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
So there were not many produced. So lots of information about flags. And I think, like I say, an aspect that most people, you know, we don't even think about. That.
Right.
And we know we shouldn't use a flag that's tattered.
No.
We should get rid of it. But we don't know. We don't think about what happens to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
and,
to know.
Yeah. And a flag, when we talked about retirement, a flag can maybe burned, but it shouldn't just be put in the trash. That's,
right.
That's
yeah.
the appropriate way to dispose of a flag is burning it. So lots of things to be learned, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you've put a flag in the box and you didn't know what happened to it, now you know.
Yeah.
And if you have some flags that should be retired, should not be used, you can put them in the box and know they're well taken care
of.
Yeah. So... Okay, Stacy, I don't know, any last words of wisdom for folks today?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, just get out there and do things. You know, if you're saying, I'm bored, I don't know what to do.
Go to our website, you can find something.
Yes, lots of different things that surely would fill your interests. So, until next weekend.
Yeah. This is Stacy Linford.
And this is LaVon Eblin, and this has been your Nishna Valley.